Blog Talk Radio.
Clarence Cloverleaf, welcoming you to Cloverleaf Radio. Remember, you can always dial in at 646-716-4378. Be sure to watch your language, please, as we are an all-ages program. But we would be delighted if you would sign up for a Blog Talk Radio account, should you so desire, as it will keep you connected with us. And you can always download the newest episodes for free.
Hey, this is Denise Poirier, Eon Flux.
Hi, everybody. This is Mark Grau, owner of the legendary Mark Grau Voiceover Studios in Burbank, California, and also a voice actor known for narrating Alaska State Troopers, also the voice of Mr. Zircon in the Ratchet & Clank video game series, a couple of promos here and there, some trailers, and the infamous Mario and Luigi voices in Hotel Mario, which was probably the worst video game ever.
Hi, everybody. This is Larry Kenny. You know me best as the voices of Count Chocula and Sonny the Cuckoo.
All righty, we're back for another exciting edition of Cloverleaf Radio. I am the host of the most, Jimmy Falcon, and yeah, I'm really excited about today's show because we have the multi-talented Kevin Farley on with us. How's it going, man?
I'm good. How are you? I'm great. How are you?
I'm great, man. It's an absolute honor to talk to you. I've enjoyed your career for many years, and of course, one of my favorite spoof movies of all time would have to be An American Carol.
Thank you. Yeah, that was a nice one. I like working on that one.
Yeah, definitely a great cast and supporting characters, and even behind the scenes with the directing and producing, so it was bound to be good.
Yeah, well, we got a David Zucker, you know, he did Airplane and you know, all those great movies. So I was happy
Absolutely.
To work with him on that one. Yeah.
Naked Gun, if I'm not mistaken, as well.
Yeah, definitely.
But, you know, starting off, what made you decide to be an actor? I've heard that the Farley blood kind of runs with comedy in it. So was that kind of the way it went?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I went down to Second City down in Chicago when I was a little boy.
Okay. Can you hear me okay?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I just went down to Second City, and I saw what they were doing down there, my brother, and I remember thinking to myself, yeah, I definitely want to try this out and see if I can do it, you know, and that's the beginning of it all, you know. That's where it all started. And I've just been doing it ever since.
Yeah, you've been doing it quite a long time. And, of course, Second City has produced some of the most hilarious talent in comedy and acting. So it was definitely a good place for you to decide that you wanted to do this for a full-time career.
Yeah, because that's where I got to be in Chicago, and I got to learn a lot in Chicago. You know, and I got to cut my teeth on stage where, you know, I didn't have to be, like, really good. I could just learn, you know. And
that seems to be the best way to learn how to do anything is in the field, so to say, and being around people that do it every day, you know, basically for, you know, a number of years.
Yeah. So I was, I think Second City and Improv Olympic are great places to learn for anybody that wants to get into comedy, no doubt.
Absolutely. And you have as well made a lot of appearances in very hilarious Adam Sandler movies, like, of course, the Joe Dirt films. You know, what was it like working on both of those films in general?
Well, I met those guys through my brother Chris a long time ago. And when Chris passed away, they were kind enough to put me in some of their films. And I was very grateful for that, you know, because I like Adam and I love David. And they've been very good to me, you know, over my career. And I was grateful to work on it. I love all of Adam's films. I like David's films. So it was an honor, you know. And I'm, there'll be more.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the Happy Madison banner for movies has really put out a lot of great, hilarious films that I only, I probably own 9-10 of. So they're definitely very, very hilarious.
Yeah, I like them.
And of course, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you also were in fantastic boy band, so to say, in the early 90s.
Yeah.
And you want to go into a little about how that started with MTV?
I remember MTV, it was looking for a movie. Like, they were going to do their first movie, television movie. And they wanted to do it on a fake boy band. And the auditions were pretty long. You know, they were looking for a lot of people. But I think the audition was basically, you know, you had to sing and you had to audition plus you had to sing. And I didn't know what to sing, really. So I sang a Backstreet Boys song, I think. And I was lucky enough to get the part of Doug Lyons. Yeah. And it was a great thing to work on because it was singing and acting and comedy, and I love all three of those. So I was very grateful to work on that show. I had a lot of fun on that show, and the people involved were really, really nice, and I still remain friends with a lot of them. So it's a... It was a wonderful thing to work on. And a lot of people don't believe I was in a boy band.
Yeah, you know, years before NSYNC or the Backstreet Boys or even the Spice Girls, for that matter, were doing the whole, you know, odd number of boys or girls. And in the pop scene, you guys were like the pop boy bands.
Mm-hmm.
And,
it was a lot
know,
of fun,
know,
and it was funny.
Absolutely. That's very hilarious. I know this is 4 days from F is for Family Season 2 debuting, and I think, you know, that show definitely has what it takes to be like, you know, the next Family Guy or Bob's Burgers or something along those lines because it's hilarious. It's got an all-star cast. How did you get involved with that, and what's it been like so far with the experience?
Well, I've known Bill Burr for a long time. And Bill approached me to do some reading on the pilot, you know, when we were reading through the script. And so I did, and I did a few voices. And then as it came time to cast the show, he threw me some different characters on the show. And I play, this next season, I play a baggage handler and a guy named Gene. And those two voices, so. I got a couple different voices on there, and it's fun. It's a lot of fun. And I got it through my friendship with Bill Burr.
That's awesome. Yeah, he is a very hilarious comedian and actor, and I think his role as the war veteran and the patriarch of the family is definitely what brings the show together with an all-star cast.
Yeah, really fun. Really fun. You're going to love the second season. It is really funny.
Absolutely. And, you know, I thought it was pretty neat noticing that you got to play Al Capone on an episode of Drunk History. I just talked to his niece not too long ago. What was that whole experience like, playing the legendary gangster?
That was fun. Derek Waters. I love Derek Waters. He is a good man. He called me and said, hey, do you want to play, you know, Al Capone? I said, absolutely, I do. I love that. And I love that show. So I was grateful for that part. And Derek is a wonderful guy. And I just hope that show continues to go, because it is, selfishly, I want to play more parts, but I just think it's also one of the funniest shows on TV.
Come on, Kevin. You know you want to play more parts.
Of course I do. Listen, I'm
everybody wants to play more parts.
I know.
Well, you know, I guess in wrapping up, you have a lot of great movies that have been announced and in post-production. Would you like to discuss those and plug your website or anything else like that? It was awesome.
Yeah,
really cool talking with it.
Frat Pack. Yeah, there's Frat Pack, the movie coming out. Really funny. Beverly D'Angelo, myself. Really funny, kind of a road trip movie. Crowning Jewels is a sweet movie, G-rated, kind of about two twins that are very different. But that is coming out later on this year. And I also have Still the King, which is a TV show I do in Nashville. And that is coming out July 11th on Country Music Channel. And that stars Billy Ray Cyrus and Joey Lauren Adams, myself. It's a wonderful cast. And I'm very excited about that one. And my website is kevinfarleyofficial.com. You can go to that. I do a lot of stand-up. And if you want me on stand-up, you can certainly get a hold of me on that website.
Absolutely. Well, Kevin, keep plugging on, man. I love your work. Always have. And, you know, it's always good to laugh in life, you know, with everything that's going down in life,
yeah.
It is being hard enough. I like to laugh whenever I can. So thank you for the laughs, my friend.
All right. Thank you.
Absolutely. Have a great night.
Have a great night.
All righty. Well, I was very excited, you know, for this whole interview. I was still excited, you know, getting to talk to Kevin Farley. Very talented actor and comedian, of course. Check out his work if you've never seen a stand-up. Go to YouTube if you have, you know, never checked out any of his movies. He's got a whole IMDb page list of very hilarious films in the can and coming up as well with, seems like all-star cast, like, you know, Beverly D'Angelo. Gotta love her from the Vacation films. Very awesome, very talented actress. So we got no shows tomorrow because I'm going out to 01 Pro Wrestling. Gonna be down there with Christy Hemme and, the very, very talented Ashley Massaro, former WWE Divas, Playboy Playmates, both of them. So should be good, really good seeing both of them, catching up with them and seeing how they've been since I've seen them on TV. And, of course, I just had the honor of talking to Christy about a week and a half ago, so she was a sweetheart, and I can't wait to meet her tomorrow. Should go really awesome and be an absolute great time. But, of course, we do have shows coming up. May 30th, we welcome the original bass guitarist for Quiet Riot, Kelly Garney. It'll be awesome talking to Kelly. June 2nd, Spermelina's Blowing Away Party. June 5th, former WCW superstar PN News. June 7th, pro wrestler Brawlin' Bo Cooper. And June 9th, my old friend, former WWE superstar and bodybuilder Dean Vist. Of course, you can also remember to check out a couple of free conventions coming up in the Central Illinois area. Dark History Con going on July 28th to 29th. Lincoln Square Mall in Urbana, Illinois. Absolutely free. This will be my third year at the con, and really looking forward to it. And, of course, SoCon September 8th and 9th. Cross County Mall, Mattoon, Illinois as well. Absolutely free. Third year there as well as a guest. So, you know, it should be a really good time. Looking forward to seeing all my good friends and meeting some new ones as well. So, should be a good time. And, of course, one last thank you, a huge thank you to Kevin Farley. And, you know, best of luck to everything got going up with him. May 30th, of course, Efforts for Family, Season 2 on Netflix. And I'm going to go out the same way I came into their show with the intro to Efforts for Family because I absolutely love Redbone. And a song, Come and Get Your Love, as well as Efforts for Family. It all just ties in together with that 70s culture. So thank you so very much, everyone, for joining me today. It's always wonderful bringing you these great interviews. I've enjoyed doing it for nearly 10 years now. It's so hard to imagine 10 long years of talking to some of the best in pro wrestling, acting, singing, belly dancing, and whatever else tickles my pickle. But we'll be back on the 30th, and as always, thanks everyone for listening. Have a great night.